This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the best parts about 90s rap, throughout the decade, people had to point out what year it was when they were dropping bars. 1993, 1994, 99, whatever it was. Shout out to TLC. Dude, I remember I was in middle school when TLC got like really big and they were walking around like, Toby, I don't know how to explain this better. They like wore condoms on their clothing. Like, they just had, like, condoms pinned to their T-shirts. It was a very...
That's an interesting look.
It was an interesting time, the early 90s.
It's not something I would do.
Interesting time to be a young man. All right. Jason Holcomb tweeted at me, the most overrated player in the NFL right now is Justin Herbert. He's good, but as far as he is perceived, not even close. He hasn't won in playoffs, ought to come up short in big moments, and continues to be ranked very high every preseason. I'd like quick agreement on this. Most overrated player in hockey. I got it. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Sebastian Aho. That's what we're rolling with this week. And I'll come up with a new dude
next
week.
Yes. Completely agree.
Aho, most overrated player in hockey. All right. I'm glad we cleared that up. What about Dak? Dak Prescott. Toby's in here trying to defend Dak.
I'm not defending Dak. But I feel like Dak has kind of had this ongoing roller coaster ride of where he's looked at, where I thought early in his career he was overrated to the point that everyone talked bad about this guy or talked good about this guy when he was mediocre. And then I thought he got better and people just hated him because he's the Cowboys quarterback. And I think he was a little bit underrated. And then I think now he's maybe back to being a little bit overrated. But I don't know. I think you can make the – everyone hates on this guy all the time. And I don't think he's a terrible quarterback. I don't think he's great. He's probably, what, 12th best quarterback in the league, somewhere around there? Maybe 12 to 15, somewhere around there? And I think a lot of people just look at him as garbage. So you could maybe make the argument that he's underrated, but he's the Cowboys quarterback, so he gets talked about all the time. I wish I didn't have to hear about him all the time. So maybe in that case, it makes him overrated.
Tony Romo, that is Dak Prescott's ceiling. Tony Romo, I'm going to perform well in the preseason. I mean, in the regular season, I'm gonna choke away my big moments. I'm not gonna play at a champion caliber in my big moments.
I wonder how much that leg injury really derailed him. Because before he had that leg injury, remember some of the stats he was putting up that season. Now the Cowboys had a horrendous defense.
Dak, you're saying?
Yeah, like he was putting up stupid numbers to start that year.
He was. Can I just a quick straw poll in the aquarium. Is Toby a secret Dak Prescott fan?
No, don't
Kinda
do this.
Seems like it, right?
Maybe.
Don't do this.
I don't know. Riding or not.
JP's wearing blue today.
Dude, I always. This isn't even blue. This is like purple.
Whatever it is. A little Cowboys-ish.
Jalen Hurts.
Trey lightly.
Jalen Hurts in the playoffs is incredible. Jalen Hurts. Just in the Super Bowl, in his two Super Bowl performances are out of this world, some of the throws he's made.
Mm-hmm. Outplayed Mahomes in the Super Bowl he lost.
Both of them. The one he won and the one he lost.
That's true, yeah.
But Jalen Hurts in the regular season? Like, last year, he started 15 games and threw 18 touchdowns. He averaged 190 yards per game passing last year. That passing game, remember, late into the season, people were like, oh, man, Philly's broken. A.J. Brown's reading a book on the sideline. Like,
yeah, I mean, he's not in that top tier, but I have a hard time hating when every time he plays Washington, it seems like he plays well, especially recently. Now, you know, a couple of years ago, that wasn't the case. But now that he's evolved, every time he plays this team, it just seems haterish if you throw Jalen Hurts in there. But I think against most teams, like, I don't know that a lot of people are scared about Jalen Hurts. You're scared about everything else around Jalen Hurts. You're scared of A.J. Brown. You're scared of Saquon and
best
all that stuff.
Line in football.
But, yeah, that's kind of the stuff that happens when you have a guy like Saquon that's going to take away some of that yardage, and you have an O-line like that that you can rely on, even if it's not Saquon back there, you can hand the football off. So, I don't know. I think maybe slightly in the regular season, but dude just won a Super Bowl. I'm not going to hate.
Why Brian won't speak but just dropping bombs in the text thread, you got to explain that one. White Brian says Jalen Hurts is Eli Manning.
They're both very average in the regular season, but in the playoffs, for some reason, they can get it done. And I think I'd rather take that than like a Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I mean, I would much rather have a clutch quarterback who is kind of average than a guy who can put up gaudy numbers but shrinks in big spots, which, to your point earlier, could be Justin Herbert as well, right? Like, really talented quarterback that can put up some good numbers and just doesn't come up big in big spots.
I'd rather have Jaden Daniels.
Well, yeah, the good top five quarterback that's also clutch.
Right. What do you think of Jordan Love?
He's kind of up and down. I don't know what to make of him because he doesn't have a true number one receiver. But he also makes so many boneheaded decisions at times, and then he comes back and makes up for it. They put themselves in a weird spot when they drafted him, didn't play him for so long. I know they have the quarterback, so that's ultimately the end goal you want to have. But they're put in a bad spot where they have to pay this guy as one of the top quarterbacks in the league when they don't even know what he is. And I think you still don't fully know what he is. He's not a top 10 quarterback to me.
All right. I want to transition here because we got to get into Caps Canes. We've booked the foremost hockey expert in the city for 12:45. So, you know, strap on your seatbelts.
Mm-hmm. He knows the most, I'll tell you.
But certainly. You know what Phil Mickelson's nickname was but from others? You ever hear Fig Jam?
Uh-uh.
Bleep, I'm good, just ask me. Fig Jam. That applies to our guests at 12:45, too. Series starts tonight. How we feeling, boys? Like, I feel good, and I was very nervous at the end of the regular season. And I have this thing with the NFL draft that at the closer you get to the draft, the more you have to, like, sever your brain, like Lumen Technologies, and just remember what you knew at the end of the college football season.
Yeah.
Because that's what matters, is if those guys were good on the field. And that's what you got to remind yourself as you get to the draft. And I wonder if I am at the end of the regular season when I was, I mean, because of the Ovi chase, I was covering every Caps game there for a stretch. I was at every game. They were scuffling a bit. And I was like, man, Carolina makes me nervous. Now, today, I don't feel that way. I think it's going to be a tough series, but I think Washington wins in six. Do you think I am tricking myself too much? How do you feel?
I feel good. You know, I feel as confident as you can be against a good Carolina team. And I brought him up so many times today, but I feel so good about Logan Thompson in the net that even if there's some shortcomings, he's going to come up big, stand on his head. And having guys like Dylan Strome show that he's a really good playoff performer and be able to get the amount of points he did in series one, I think it was 7 points in the first series. You've still got Alex Ovechkin, who you know is going to be able to, you can rely on him to put it home when you need to on the power play. And I think the team just started playing better overall. And I think, too, the maturity of Tom Wilson this playoffs and this season, where you've seen him evolve, and now he can still be that physical enforcer and still be the skilled player as well, where he understands that mix. I feel good going into this series. You know, you've got the guys, and when this team is playing at its best, they can beat anybody. It's just about doing it for a full 60 minutes in all three periods. I think they can do it, and I think if there's shortcomings, that Logan Thompson's going to come up big.
I'm with you. I feel pretty good, man. Now, we did miss one in our overrated conversation. This dude is accurate here. JB, who do you got? Who's overrated?
Man, JP, Toby, what's going on, man? Like I was telling Jeff, it's got to be James Harden, brother. I mean, the man does his thing in the regular season, but when it gets to the playoffs, he does diddly. I mean, the man has 55 playoff games with less than 4 field goals. This is crazy, bro. Like, you can't tell me he's not getting paid to throw games in the playoffs, brother.
Dude,
that's all
he
I
had
got to
7
say.
Points in game 7.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. This dude is the worst.
7 points in game 7.
He's a fraud, man.
I meant to bring him up. I you're correct. You are very, very much correct, sir.
Yeah, and his problem, too, is I think he's a really good player, but he was someone that's a regular season player. I think this is where Luka runs into problems, too, where they play this style of game that is so focused on them just having the basketball in their hands and not getting anyone else involved. It's essentially 4 dudes standing around, and I'm going to go ISO. I don't know that you can win in the playoffs with that. Harden struggled with that. I think Luka with the Mavs ran into a wall with that last year, and I will see if that changed with the Lakers. But, yeah, I think to your point, he doesn't do anything in game sevens. He comes up short all too often. I mean, his Rockets teams, right, were the one that had that long three-point miss streak that cost them a series. I think they could have won that one series against Golden State in the Western Conference Finals a couple years back Chris Paul got hurt.
The wildest thing is he was on the Rockets and Golden State beat them enough that the Rockets had to start a rebuild. And then the Rockets are back, and Golden State just took them out. Like, that's how long ago that was. He's now on, like, his 8th team.
Yeah.
Harden, entirely overrated. He's a scorer. He's really annoying to watch play basketball, though. And Brunson has some of that in his game, which I'm
not a big Brunson guy. I used to like him. He was an underdog. Now it's a little,
He's so good late. He needs a different hairstyle, though, I would say. he has a, who's your guy, White Brian? Broom?
Janai?
He's got a little brome to his hair. White Brian, how you feeling about the Caps tonight? We feeling good?
Yeah, they're going to win the Stanley Cup.
Whoa.
We're feeling good about the Carolina series. He's feeling good about the whole thing.
I like it.
And I like that.
And he's wearing his pink pants, so he's feeling himself. When we come back, we're giving away Caps tickets, and we have the foremost hockey expert on the East Coast joining the program.